USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico and U.S.-Canada border will be closed to non-essential travel to further help stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
The measure and all of those measures that we're putting in place will protect the health of all three nations and reduce the incentive for a mass global migration that would badly deplete the healthcare resources needed for our people.
President Trump also says what his administration is doing for education.
With many schools closed due to the virus, the Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing requirements, very importantly, for students in elementary through high school.
Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler says she was not involved in the decision to sell millions of stock after she received a classified briefing in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There are now at least 4,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York City alone. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio again calling on the Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, to consider a shelter-in-place plan for the city to try to slow the spread of the virus there.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
De Blasio speaking there on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A local distillery in Pennsylvania is offering free hand sanitizer to those who need it. Elaine Collins tells NBC News she needs it for her disabled daughter.
This will be her lifesaver, and hopefully mine, and I can't say enough good about them.
Boardroom Spirit says a high-demand product contains a main ingredient of ethanol, which they already produce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taxpayers now have another 3 months to file their taxes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a tweet that the deadline for filing your taxes has now been extended to July 15th. Michael Paulson is an enrolled agent in Carrollton, Texas.
The new deadline is now July 15th. Your April 15th deadline is now July 15th. Also, any payments that are due have been extended interest-free and penalties-free until July 15th of 2020.
Steven Mnuchin is also urging taxpayers that if you expect a refund this year, to file now to get your money.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.